Hello, everyone. I hope all of you are well, with the assurance that we are all in the embrace of the All-Compassionate One. At this time, will you please join with me by putting your hands together in reverence as I read these words from the Koso Wasang. Obstructions or hindrances of karmic evil turn into virtues. It is like the relation of ice and water. The more the ice, the more the water. The more the hindrances, the more the virtues. Namo Amida Butsu. Several weeks ago at the Betsuing, we discussed the issue of equality for all people, calling on Dr. Martin Luther King's famous speech of, "I have a dream," to really focus on what is right for all humans, whatever their persuasion, religious, political, social, gender, and so forth. As religious leaders and residents of the state of Hawaii, we believe that the freedom of every citizen to practice his or her religion is based on the principle of respect for the inherent worth and dignity of each individual. We therefore call upon our elected officials to extend civil marriage benefits to loving same-gender couples as soon as possible, basing our conclusion on the following reasons. Ohana is important for all of us. We affirm that our families include couples, children, tutu, siblings, uncles and aunties, cousins, and even our faith ohana. The freedom to marry for all will build, support, and strengthen all in the family. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people are not other people or foreign, but are part of our faith communities. Religious teachings of social fairness and compassion has been central to the building of the beloved community, valuing diversity within the human family, calling us to love one another. This is an all-important issue, and it is still with us, although recently the governor has called for a special session for the purpose of legalizing same-gender marriages. We should be happy that this issue is finally going forward. But on a wider global issue, we have had on our hands the issue of Syria. President Obama was seeking support and approval from Congress to support military strikes against Syria. It is alleged that the Syrian President Bashar Assad has used and is still using chemical weapons against his own people. The president has relied heavily on moral grounds, pointing to the gruesome images of victims of these chemical attacks, particularly children. Both the administration and allies in Congress have circulated such pictures in recent days to make their case on moral grounds. In recent developments concerning this issue, I read in the news that, quote, "As the threat of war looms, let's hope for a whole lot of blinking." This immediately brought to mind a high school senior English lit class when we read Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. In this story, if I remember correctly, the Green Knight faked his attack on Sir Gawain, and because Sir Gawain blinked, he lost. In the headlines of recent news, some say that President Obama blinked, and others say that Moscow did, and so did Damascus. The media is calling for a whole lot of blinking. Rather than calling it blinking, that may actually fuel the embers that are smoldering in the Middle East. Shouldn't it be referred to as a call to make peace? A call to have cooler heads, remembering that we are all in this world together, each struggling to find a way to live with one another. You can call it by whatever name you want, but the main thing is a peaceful resolution. Back in April 18th of 2007, Governor Linda Lingle signed House Bill 345 into law as Act 23, establishing Peace Day to be observed on September 21st of each year, the purpose of which is to promote peace programs, improving international relations, and increasing educational awareness of peace throughout the state of Hawaii. Hawaii is the first state in the Union to officially recognize the United Nations International Day of Peace that is now being celebrated in more than 200 countries throughout the world. In the Amida Sutra, It is written in one of the verses, Sariputra, in that land there are always many kinds of wondrously rare and beautiful birds of various colors, such as white geese, peacocks, parrots, sirikas, kalavinkas, and jivamjivakas. In this story in the Amida Sutra, it is about this strange bird, the jivamjivaka. This bird lives in the Pure Land and has two heads with two human faces and two minds that share one body. It sings with such a beautiful voice, a voice that no one has ever heard before. It is said that one time there existed one especially beautiful jivamjivaka bird with beautiful feathers and a beautiful voice. After a while, both heads began to think that they were the best in the world, that they were number one, and that if only there were only one head, then there would be no doubt as to which head was number one in the world. They envied and hated each other day by day. One day, one head came up with an idea. He mixed poison in another's food to poison him. Of course, he soon died. However, since they both shared one body, the poison traveled to the other head, and soon both died. After this event took place, it is said that in the Pure Land, jivamjivakas sing the following song. The way to destroy others is the way to destroy myself. Respecting and supporting others is the only way to live in peace. Don't we often think, how can I become happier than others? But oftentimes, by thinking of our own happiness, we very often bring unhappiness to others. In this way, aren't we pushing our unhappiness onto others unconsciously? Not only in our global world does this occur, but even in our daily lives. The story of the jivamjivakas is not just a good story to listen to for only children, but it is a story that is telling us to reflect on our own lives at our own selves. We may not live our lives as extremely as the birds, however, we must be aware of our own self-centered mind. Jivamjivakas shows us the state of as we are in daily life. In Buddhism, we often use the term compassion. In Japanese, it is called jihi. The word jihi is constructed by two Chinese characters. In Sanskrit, ji is read as maitri, which means friendship. It means love of no distinctions and no expectations of any return. Ji also means mercy, compassion, or perfect love, directing others to live in peace. He is read in Sanskrit as karuna and is taken to mean any action to relieve the suffering of others. Let us remember that as we wish for peace in the world, it is only through our individual and collective efforts that peace can be achieved. As a people, we need to reflect on the inequalities among us, to remember that all human beings are equal, and that protecting the rights of all people is of paramount importance. Inequities such as human trafficking, exploitation of labor, social injustices in the area of gender and other issues, and in the suffering of all who live in poverty or are homeless, are issues that are of vast importance whenever we reflect on the meaning of peace. Other obstacles to peace are placing blame on one another, finding fault with each other in the world theater. Let us remind ourselves that peace begins in our hearts, in our interactions with friend and foe alike. A wish for peace is also a working for peace. For peace does not come from a wish alone, but with the realization that all must take part and be part of the process of creating peace in the world. Namo Amida Butsu.